Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
It's time to throw some celebrities under the bus.
Okay.
I don't know why this story became viral today, but there's a story about Kiss being jerks.
No. They're Kiss. They're allowed to do whatever they want.
No, you don't get to. That's the thing about celebrities that drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. They get to a certain level where it's like, when you're about to say the words, "Don't you know who I am?"
That should never come out.
You've crossed a line. You
100%.
Like,
when radio people do it, I want to punch them.
Oh my God!
I know. I know.
It's like, no, I actually have no effing clue who you are.
Right.
So stop trying to play that card.
Apparently, what's his name? Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Is such a jerk about room service.
Well, he wants it correct. Yeah. Don't we all, though?
He threatened to blow up the hotel. SWAT had to be called in.
Oh, whoa.
I mean, he said, I would do it too, where you're just like, you're being funny. He's like, you're not getting it right. I'm going to blow this place up. Like, he's trying to be funny, but that's...
In this day and age, be careful with that.
Yeah, well, it was a long time ago.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know why this just came out. It was like probably at the... When was the height of their career? I don't even know when they were big.
80s? All the time. I think it said it was like 20 years ago.
They're on top shelf all the time.
Amber, yeah. I need to take an aside. Wait, if you guys have had a run-in with a celebrity butthead, we'd love to talk to you. But as an aside, the reason Steve is backing Kiss so hard is because he knows I find them untalented. And all of this is 100% to get under my skin. He doesn't care about Kiss.
Okay, makes sense.
He cares about hurting me.
Got it. Yep.
So,
Ace Frehley is the greatest guitar player.
Oh, my God.
You're right.
Take it back.
Well,
take it back. Take.
He can't even look at you, Steve.
Oh, my God, take it back.
The Kiss Army will come after me.
Oh!
He's melting down, Steve.
Steve?
You can't help how talented he is. Yes.
Don't you know who I am?
Oh, right there.
I won Best Guitarist in Colorado.
This is true. You're right.
I'm better than Ace Frehley.
Just in Colorado.
That's true.
You own Colorado.
Yeah,
you
got to play stadiums and stuff. And I'm here with you two.
Well.
Okay. So we want to talk about celebrity buttheads. I think we all, as doing what we do, we've met somebody who's, I'm not telling my John Mayer story. He's a jerk.
Okay, well, yeah.
There's rumors that he's a nicer person now, but it's like.
He wasn't that.
And you know who started the rumor that he's a nicer person, by the way?
John Mayer.
Yep. Which is, it's like, man, I'm so much better now. And it's like,
Are you though?
If you were better, would you have to say? Would you have to be the one saying?
He is pretty funny though.
No, you don't like him, do you?
He does. He does like some funny bits on his Instagram. I'm not going to lie, but I do think he is a narcissist.
Are you enamored with him though? Because he has.
I used to be. I'm not anymore.
He has bedded
a lot.
Some of the most beautiful, intelligent, successful women in every industry. Mm-hmm. So there's something about him. But when you meet him as a boy, I just want to hit him with a bus.
I think the women were vulnerable at that.
Something. He's been with like Top. Jessica Simpson and,
yep.
and
oh, yeah. like, Jennifer Aniston. Well, and
Aniston, that's right.
Yeah, he's...
Oh my God, like, Katy Perry, right?
Yes, like Jennifer Aniston, though, like, dang, you know that you're good.
He's rocking something.
Jennifer Aniston.
Once you can get one celebrity,
it's kind of true.
The
huh?
door is open for the, because they're all curious. Well, what is there? What's she with him?
Something about him must be good. All right, so we're going to get to our stories, but if you've got a celebrity butthead story, this is when we want to hear it. So, Amber, who do you got that's not nice? That's a terrible.
This one hurts my heart.
Don't. If it's going to hurt, okay, who?
Bruno Mars.
No, he's no.
So, okay.
He's like, oh God, he's so talented, and I thought he was humble.
I think he is. I think this was just
a
situational thing. It was early in his career. I was a cater waiter in Los Angeles. We catered this event, and outside of the club in the back parking lot is where we set up all of our stuff. So we're all exhausted. we're cleaning up everything. And when you go back, you just stack all your plates and they've got these crates that you put everything in and you have to stack everything. So we've got stacks of stuff everywhere trying to clean up. And him and his buddies came out and they were like drunk and whatever.
No.
And they knocked over all our stacks.
They broke everything.
Because they could.
And they just like laughed their way to their black car. And we were just like, damn.
Bruno, no!
Yeah.
I think he was just with his buddies and everyone was drunk and they just were like, oh, screw these plates. You know?
Bastards.
Can I tell you, like, I didn't think I was going to get hurt any more than the one I just read, but Bruno hurts me more.
It sucks.
Mandy Moore, I just read, is...
She's supposed to be a sweetheart.
I got to read most of this. This guy, he said he's shopping at a Rite Aid. He turns around the end of the aisle. He's got a bunch of stuff in his hand. And like they all spilled. And Mandy like stands over him while he picks up every single thing. She doesn't help. She doesn't offer to help. She's just a total jerk. Okay. You're a celebrity. Maybe you don't have to help. He gets to the line. Mandy Moore is behind him. It's taking forever. And she's just huffing and puffing behind him the whole time. Like, I shouldn't have to wait in line.
Right.
So he gets through that. He's like, Mandy Moore's a jerk. I'm done. Goes to a smoothie place. Mandy Moore is behind him again.
What the heck?
And she is vocally impatient again. So he began to ask every question of the cashier that he could. To make sure his smoothie took like 10 minutes.
Dang.
And Mandy was mad.
Gotta respect that.
I respect his retaliation.
Yeah.
But, man.
I don't think I could pick her out of a lineup.
Maybe she was just having a busy day.
But she's the picture of...
Sweet. And nice.
She is. Yeah. I didn't...
I know.
Hollywood gets inside your soul and ruins you.
It's okay.
All right. If you've had an encounter with a celebrity butthead, especially one that'll hurt our soul, we'd love to talk to you. John?
Yeah.
Celebrity butthead.
Dante Bouchette back in 96.
Hold on a second. We got to check with Amber to see if she has any idea what that is. Do you know what a Dante Bouchette is?
Ooh, nope. That doesn't register.
He was one of the Blake Street Bombers, right?
Original Colorado Rockies. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was a server late night and he was with his buddies. I didn't even know who the heck he was. I was so young and, my manager was all over it. So I was nice to the guy, very casual, didn't even ask for an autograph. He tipped me 15%, but he ran me the whole night, and he had to sit in the corner by himself. It was just like a kind of a silly move.
Mm. Is 15% that bad? I mean, it is bad.
Then it was like 5 or 10%.
Was it? Is that normal?
No, 20%, come on. I mean, if you're a server.
But this was in the 90s, though. It wasn't 20%.
It's always been, I thought it's always been at least 12.
Only made $1.35 an hour plus tips. You had to make 20%.
But it's still.
No,
and he's super rich, and you know when you're running a server rag.
He's a superstar.
Yeah.
Right.
I get it.
Larry Walker would have been nice.
That's probably true. Who else was a
big cat?
Oh, yeah. Andres Galarraga.
Nice.
We're just going to say names until Amber's head explodes. She's like, hey, guys, know anybody from this century? Amanda?
Yay.
Who's the celebrity butthead?
Well, unfortunately, it's Aaron Carter.
Who's that?
What?
I'm just kidding. I know. Just stop. Okay. What happened?
So I went to the concert that was here like a year or two ago here in Denver. And basically he stopped the concert because he thought he overheard me tell him that he was like, well, I'm going to put this in simple terms, like non-cuss words, that he was dumb and that I don't think he should be having a concert. So he told me to F off at the concert, stopped it. I'm crying, and I got meet and greets, and he wouldn't allow me to come back. And
how could he hear you if he's on stage?
Pay attention to what you're doing.
Yeah, you do you. Yeah. I'll be me over here critiquing with my arms folded. Like,
whoa.
Yeah, I was even contacted. So because Aaron Carter is C-list, I don't even know if he's C-list, but he responds to people on Snapchat and Twitter, and he responded to me because I was upset, so I reached out, and he responded to me and said that I was incompetent and I should have never shown up at his concert, and even, like, my friend, because I told her, she called the news. I didn't end up going on the news because I didn't want to deal with that. But Denver 7 was, sorry, I said it out loud, wanted to talk to me. And, yeah, I mean, I'll never forget it. I wanted to meet someone from my 90s childhood, and it was just ruined for me. So I'm hoping his brother is not like that.
His brother is not like that, and he is unhinged. Right?
Oh, Aaron is definitely
Aaron,
fully,
yeah.
He's got some mental issues.
The truth hurt Aaron Carter.
It did. Thank you for the call, Amanda. Dan.
Yes. Yai.
Celebrity Buttheads.
I worked for a rental car company in California, and we had to deliver a car out to Edward Norton, which was something we don't typically do. And so we delivered the car out there. We brought two cars for him to pick. And I said, oh, which one do you want? And he's, I'll take the Chrysler. And he goes, these are the only two options you have. Don't you know who I am?
Oh, he said the words.
And I look down at the contract and I go, Edward Norton.
Well, nice. Oh my God, that's got to sting as a superstar. You're like, okay, you know my name. Shayna.
Yes.
Who's the celebrity butthead?
Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh no, what happened? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so my dad used to do work for Cher because she had a house in Aspen. And so he would go along installing some blinds in her home, and she'd sing behind him as he whistled. And so he got to be part of Cher's entourage when she went on to Oprah. And I guess Johnny Depp was one of the guests as well, and he got, like, super pissed that my parents were in Cher's entourage and got to sit in front of him over at Cher's show.
Because he wanted to be in Cher's entourage.
Don't you know who I am? I should be in her entourage more than she should. Amanda.
Yay.
Who's the celebrity butthead?
All right. The butthead was actually Randy Johnson.
Former Major League Baseball pitcher. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Kirk Schilling. I was in the airport, and they just won the World Series that weekend.
That's right.
Oh. And so they were all over Sports Illustrated that was sitting in front of us in the airport. So everyone wanted his signature. So I sat next to him, and everyone's staring at me like, this girl's going to do it. And I said, you're Randy Johnson, right? He was like, nope. With a big old chaw in his mouth.
I mean, you've got his picture right there.
Right. He's so distinguishable. Like,
well, I know you are Randy Johnson. And my boyfriend, please, can you give me his autograph? He goes, nope.
What?
And he would not do it. And Kurt Schilling was even sitting there with all their wives. And he goes, fine. After a couple of minutes, all these boys ran up and got a Sports Illustrated. Like, if he's going to sign hers, he'll sign mine. And he goes, you have a little piece of paper. And I was like, a little piece of paper. So I ended up framing the little piece of paper. But I got on the flight, and he was on my flight.
Oh, God.
When I walked by him, he tapped my shoulder, and he goes, I'm sorry.
Oh, so he turned it around. Wow. But I mean, I don't want to defend him because that was kind of D-bag-ish, but you know, you're sitting in an airport and you just want to...
Right, he's
with
his
family. He knew it was going to be...
Yeah. Mayhem.
Complete mayhem, totally. Kim.
Yai.
Who's the celebrity butthead?
Bruce Willis.
No.
Why? What did he do?
My cousin used to deal craft in Vegas for years and years.
Nice.
And he said they all...
Wait, no, hold on. Did you say... Did she say craps?
Deal crack.
Yeah.
I think she... So,
I was hoping it was crack.
So Steve said nice, and I'm like, I think Steve heard crack.
I did. It's, slinging some
crap. It's craps.
Oh, the game. Like it's steel. Yeah. Oh.
It's so...
He's like, cool.
He just
cool.
took it off. The, so, Bruce is a crackhead. Cool. Got it. What's wrong with him? All right, so craps. Okay. What happened?
Bruce Willis would come in and bet tons of money and stay all night long, and he would never tip his dealers regardless of how much money he won.
Why? What are you doing?
Do you have to?
I think it's courtesy.
It's not like they helped you win, but...
I know, and they're not a server. They're right? just like... And they make good money. Do you really have... Yeah, you do.
Okay.
I mean, I get... But is that all he... Did he... Was he winning? Because I won't tip if my dealer... Yeah.
If you won a bunch and you're already
stop
rich.
With the and you're already like you
remember
don't...
I won the $5,000. I did
oh
tip
my
out.
God!
Yeah,
you probably tip more than Bruce Willis does.
I did.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.